going across the pond. You can see steps, mud, trees cut off, people making trails by cutting of the trees, cutting among the branches, making their way through this small pond. Pretty much every direction you look, it looks kind of like the same. Huge trees, flowers, and green everywhere. If you wouldn't be from around here, you could get lost in a couple of minutes. Following the people before, their trails, seems like it's leading me to a certain spot. Coming to the trail, making it across, there's only about 2 feet across of the trail where you can see that people have been here before and they've cut through the grass. Following this trail, you can see a wide open space leading to a great spot. Wow. There's more trees. Now the trees have widened up. There's plenty of butterflies here. I haven't seen that in a while. Coming across this, you can tell people have been here before by leaving behind certain materials as fishing supplies, fishing poles. Wow, that scared me. You start seeing the wildlife, birds, insects. Approaching this park, you can tell that it's away from the city and not being so far from it, making the hill steepy and no access for a motor vehicle makes it hard to people get through the spot and to see this amazing spot. Broken glass, fishing material left behind can definitely let you know that people have been here before. A leftover bonfire and plenty of trash. You can hear the ducks and the local animals from nearby. Nice place. Looks like a great fishing pond. Don't know if there's any fish in here. It looks great for canoeing or anything like that. It's a great outdoors right behind your house. Really amazing. Never thought this would have been here. As you're walking around the perimeter, you can tell that only a few people have been here. The rest of it looks very green. Variety of trees, flowers, thorns. There's not many places to walk around since I guess you can say not many people have been back here. It makes it harder to find new spots to go. It's very green, very beautiful. As you leave the hill, you walked across the pond and you make it into this great park here, or outdoors as you may call it. You don't hear the city no more. You hear the birds, the insects, battling of other insects. Very quiet. You can only see my voice as I keep talking and recording. The animals go away into a quiet zone. You can see a bit of society. There's light poles going across the main way of the woods. Looks very green this time of day. Different flowers, insects. Towards the distance, you can see a group of birds paying close attention while I'm walking. You can tell that not many people have been up here. They're not used to it. Looks pretty good. Pretty great spot. It's currently right behind a a busy street. Never been here before. Lived here for many years and I've never seen this beautiful place. Walking back towards the pond, walking across, it's kind of scary. Huge pond. The water's kind of dark. Dirty, as you can call it. Reminds me a lot of camping when I was younger. You know, Boy Scouts, things like that. You can see people did a bonfire here. You coming up, there's a skin of a snake. It's kind of scary. So therefore, you know they have snakes around this area. It's a great spot. I keep repeating, but it's a great spot. It's amazing how I live right behind it and not knowing there's a bayou right behind my back door porch. The trail gets narrower, harder to come across. Great trees, great air. Seems like the temperature has changed, has gotten cooler. Feels great out here. As you can tell from my voice, I really don't walk around. Currently out of air. More fishing supplies on the floor. Like, people do quite a bit of fishing back here. And leave their trash behind. Beer bottles and things that are out of place for this nature life. This green trees and grass makes the woods get a little bit darker when you go deeper. It's kind of intense, kind of nerve-wracking here. Taking slower steps, looking side to side, backwards, down, hopefully not coming across of any animal to be placed in danger.